comprando robosón de lebequía la basa. Manda ya va comprando roboso lebequía la basa, anda ya va comprando roboso lebequía la basa, anda ya va con de lebesi. Brocha la va comproso robo con de la basa, na ya va con de la va con de lebesi. I ya la ba konda la ma konda la ba sanda ya ba konda la ma sanda ya ba kanda la ma so. Bro che lebe si ya la ma kanda la ba sonda ya ma konda la ba kana ya ba konda la ba sanda ya ma. Comprende rebe si ya la ba kanda ya ba konda la ba sanda na ya ma konda la ba kanda la ba sanda ya ma konde lebe. Mende rebeki ala basonda ya makonda la basanda ya bakondo robosonda ya makanda ya rabakanda rabasanda ya bakondo robosonde rebende yebeki. Oh, Father, I thank you that we can cast our care on you, Father God, because you care for each one of us in every situation. We don't need to know the detail. Holy Spirit, you know all the detail. You know exactly how to handle the situation. You know exactly what to do. We trust you. We lean to you. We believe in you that everything will be well and shalom. Nothing will be missing. Nothing will be loose, Father God. Everything will be restored back, hallowed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Will you turn with me to Romans chapter 1? I want to talk to you today about, you know, God wants to introduce his son Jesus born on this earth. He wants to empower us, impart into us the name of Jesus, the name above every name. We need to recognize, we need to know. Amen. So we got the name of Jesus, the power to be healed and whole, deliver. We not lose heart for nothing because God is on our side. Amen. We don't care what the enemy do, but we know what God can do and will do. So Romans chapter 1, verse 8. One minute. Glory to God. Say, first I thank my God to the Lord Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoke throughout the whole world. See, our faith is speak out this morning. Believe in God for every situation to be chained, to be, you know, bring back to the original. We're not going to allow the enemy to take hold of anything and take anything away from us. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter, we know or unknown, God know everything. So we're going to read to verse 17. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son. Without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayer. That should be our first thought. When we find out what's going on in our life, first thought is to get to the Word of God, get hold of the Holy Spirit, start the praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up our holy faith and believe God, allow God to do things that we cannot do naturally. Amen. Verse 10. Making requests up by some means now at least my find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you that I might impart to you some spiritual gifts so that you might be established. Now let's go to this scripture, go to Amplify. I'm getting fancy a little bit today. Amplify say much better. He said that it, that we might be mature, stringing, and encouraged and comfort by another of faith, both you and me. So Paul said that we might be mature. God wants to impart the word of God and the power of God in us so we can be established, so we can be mature. Hallelujah. You know, it's not profitable when you are immature and weak. You got more profitable when you are mature and having the strength of you of the word of God in your life. Is that right? Verse 12, let's go back to New American Standard. Verse 13. Hallelujah. Come, scripture. But 13. Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often plan to come to you, but what hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among another Gentile. You know, God looking for us to bear fruit. Is that right? When we stand mature, just like the tree when they're not mature, they cannot hold on to the fruit that they produce. And I got a mango tree right there in the corner of the property, full of blossom. But see, last year didn't have one fruit stay because the tree is not matured to nurture the fruit in the tree. How about you lie in my life when we don't have the word of God established and working in our life? How much thing that we can hold on spiritual things that God imparted to us? Think about that. The more you mature, the more you hold on to the fruit, the thing that God imparted into you, thing that you take hold of, like healing for one, prospered another one. You know, anybody can make money. Not many people can hold on to the money. Is that right? Healing, you can be healed. When you get attacked, how long it takes you to get into that healing? When you mature, you can come out of your heart, the word of God come out about healing. Is that right? So we be able to bear so many areas of fruit in our life, not just one or two. God having multiple things for our life to tap into. I don't want just have one thing in my life. I want all what God offer me. How about you? I want everything God have. You greedy. Yes, I am. God, I don't want the enemy to have upper hand of my life. I want to be the one in charge. How my life going to be? How I supposed to live? How I supposed to function on this earth? I don't want to be dictated by the thing of this world to direct my life. I want the word of God to be the direction for my life. That's why Jesus called the body of Christ to himself. He the one set the prayer that we can learn this read without certain. Amen. It doesn't mean when we're not going to fall, we're not going to stumble. Paul said he fall and he stumble, but he rise again and go on. That's a whole living of the body of Christ is all about. It doesn't mean you're not going to have no trouble. That's why you have faith. If you know run into trouble and problem, why God deal to us the measure of faith that we can function on this earth? Amen. If you don't want to have any trouble on this earth, well, go home then happen. You don't have to deal with no more. But until then, you are more than conqueror. You have overcome because Jesus overcome. He planned and he laid down the path for you and I to walk in that we don't have to be defeated and lie on this earth. We get attacked every day. Something happens every day. But we don't, you know, those things cannot knock you out, knock you down. You can get up and go on again. Amen? That's the whole life of Christian it's all about. We know Jesus already telling in the world you have a problem and trouble. But he said, be a good cheer, I have overcome the world. What did that mean? Even trouble and problem come against you, you already overcome. Amen. Let's go to verse 14. I am therefore both to the Greek and to the barbarian, both to be wise and unwise. The word of God, it fit in every culture, every human race. It didn't matter what color you in. Doesn't matter how old, how young you are. The word of God is applied into every human spirit on this earth. 15. So that much in at is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. See, Paul happened destined to go to Rome. Is that right? But circumstance problem right up along the way. He got sidetracked sometime, you know, sometime he got put back, but he didn't quit. He go, eat the go to Rome, preach the gospel. Even to the storm of life, this one go through all kind of difficulty, Paul still get to Rome. How about you lie in my life? He having the same word of God, but he not born again, he done filled with the Holy Ghost. We got a lot more than what Paul have. If Paul can live that kind of life, how much more you and I can live this kind of life? He get bitten, he get shipwrecked, countryman. He danger every side. He got the thorn and he fresh and all kind of things that come against Paul. But Paul still not, those things cannot stop Paul from going to Rome. What it can stop you and me to get to the end of our race? Nothing. Nothing can be able to stop you. And that's what the word of God tell us. Do tribulation, sickness, or propel, whatever going on allow your life, can't stop you from you go to reach your goal. All the time they can stop you when you choose to quit. Amen. Who don't go through all this stuff? We all go through it. Nobody exempt. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also to the Greek. 17. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. And it is written, the just shall live by faith. That faith that overcome the world, church. Faith from the word of God that put us over. Amen. Amen. When you have faith and trust in the word of God, nothing can stop you. Nothing can slow you down. Amen. So now I want to turn back to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 3 to 6. He said, concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and decree to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of the Holiness by the resurrection from the dead. That's what God wants to introduce you and me to, the power of his son. That the one that stripped out of any identity at the God and come down on this earth in the flesh and live, overcome and conquer, overcome everything that comes against him and set the path for you and I to follow. Is that right? But through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all the nations for his name's sake, among whom you also were called of Jesus Christ. This is a life that we live today, church. The world doesn't call us. The world doesn't have nothing to give to us. But God, the word of God, have everything to add on to your life and my life. He wants to impart truth and power of his son that died on the cross, pray to pray for you, pray for you, sin for you, redeem you from every curse of this world, and set you free from anything and everything the world to have offer. When you're born again, you are the new creature in Christ Jesus. All the old things have passed away. Everything alive today, it can come from the word of God. That's what the word of God says. Everything from now on in your life and my life is from God. So we're going to have to learn what God has been giving to the body of Christ. The tool that you and I have to live on this earth. I like to. I like work with to. I learned to use the power to. I learned to use, you know, not power to. I like to, period. God, tool can fix things. Tool can make things. Is that right? Without tool, you can make a lot of things. So the same thing with the Word of God. It's the tool to build our life, the tool to set up something that we don't have before. Glory to God. Some of you say, well, I don't like tool. I don't like plan. What do you like? Eat and be merry? That's not life is all about. Life is always working, building, and living. Hallelujah. You never can stop doing those things. You know, people ask me, you know, are you going to retire? Why? I'm not ready to die. I want to work. I want to do things. I want to live. And I want to sit loud and bored, do nothing. I get myself in trouble. Amen. Now go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to start in verse 2 to 8. I don't know about you. I'm not sad. I'm not depressed. I'm not hopeless. I'm happy and fulfillment, the thing that God called me to do and called me to live. How about you? Nothing can stop me to rejoice and be happy. I choose to. Look at verse 2. To the church of God, what is at Corinth? To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Are you sanctified in Christ Jesus? Yep. This belongs to you. Called to be saint with all who in every place and on all call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both there and our. Grace to you, peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, what was given to you by Christ Jesus. That's why God wants to impart into you the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. The grace of God is more sufficient than every string of your life. Today, I live by the grace of God. I mean, wonderful experience and fulfillment. When you have faith in the Word of God, faith tap into grace. Everything you do become light and easy. Is that right? And Matthew, Jesus talk about, come, you know, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Say, come and learn of me. Why do we need to learn? Because everything that you and I tap in today is from God. We never see before, we never hear before, we never do this before. So now we tap in to live this kind of life on this earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell Patron, call Patron Saturday, Friday. We go to the barn. And I'm looking loud. I see the man's jacket. You know, I like looking jacket. Pat up my wear jacket. The Holy Ghost said, put your hand in the jacket pocket. I feel the wallets of something in that pocket. I say, oh my gosh. If this money, if the $100 bill is going to be big money in here. I pull out. I look at it's money, not napkin, not paper towel. I said, oh my God, look at the big, thick flow up the money. I don't know from the drug dealer, I don't care. So I hurry up and put in my purse. And I go out to the cashier, I buy the jacket with the money that I found. Wind up with, I found $63, all $5 and $1 bill. That's why they're so thick in there. I said, man, it all $100 bill. I hit the big jackpot. I just cut the check and I've been cut back to Pat about $1,500. You can't even feel it. So thin. This is so thick like this. I said, oh my God, my heart is pounding. If we excite about those things, how much more we exciting the power that give you and me light to live on this earth without being fearful. See, we excited about the money we find. We excited about the possession that we have. And those things can come today and gone tomorrow. But the word of God and the power of God, when deposited into your life, you live and function and take hold of it and know how those things work, those excitement that you never experienced before. Hallelujah. See, I want to show you all that, because you know, we like that kind of thing. But how much more what Jesus died and paid the price for you and me worth a lot more than that money. Money can never buy what God given to you and me. Never get close. Amen. Paul said, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, what giving to you by Christ Jesus. We need to be concerned. We need to be attentive. We need to make known to ourselves what been given to us. Amen. So we know how to tap into those things. Pastor Bob always have another bark, the what bark. About this thick, about this long. That's my allowance. He no like a dollar bill, he no like $5 bill, he like big bill. The another bill is on my deposit for me to use. So it always have money deposited in there. I always can go in there to withdraw. I'm not going to tell you where I'm hiding. So I always can go in there. For sure, I can find at least $2 to $20 in there. Always. How about the word of God, the grace of God? It always waiting for you and me to tap in. Always looking for somebody to claim. Take hold of. I'm excited over those things. Another day I come in here with the loom divider, with my another car, passion thing. How you get this thing in the car? I stick them out, and I beam a window and drive to church like that. Naturally, I don't know how to do that. He said, do somebody help you? I said, no. Nobody helped me. She said, how you get this in here? I said, I have no idea. I just get them in. I said, if anything danger to the car, I'm going to tell Pastor Bob, the Holy Ghost, tell me to do this. He gave me the idea how to put that thing into the car. See, things that you don't know, things you don't know what to do, the Holy Ghost have answer for everything. Everything you want to have answer of. And sometimes I'm talking about this kind of thing, thank you, Jesus. And people look at me like, do he tell you everything? Yes, he tell me everything. I want to know. Longer I ask him, he will disclose to me what I need to know. I'm not smart. Paul say, it doesn't matter you smart or not smart. The word of God still work for you. Amen. Word 5. That you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge. He wants you to be enriched, knowing how to handle situation and answer. Glory to God. If we pay attention and listen to. Just this week alone, the Holy Ghost told me to do kind of thing that I would dream that I can do this. I'm excited. I'm not excited about the $63. I'm excited what God revealed, the riches of what Jesus come to impart into me and my life, that I can withdraw and live on thought deposit with the time I get born again. See, they're no longer in heaven. They're here on this earth for you and I to be a partaker of his divine nature, the promise that he set for us. How about you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good, and everything he do and set up for you is for our good. He never take away your freedom. He never take away something that enjoyment for the good. I'm not talking about drug and alcohol. Those things, it hurt you. I'm talking about the good life that you and I live. Amen. Verse 6. Even at the testimony of Christ, what confirmed in you? See, the word of God, the promise of God, it should be confirmed in us, be established and know. And every time you tap into the word of God, every time you speak the word of God go out from you, not return voice. It will bring the answer. It will bring the promise. It will bring what necessarily that you need in your life today. You don't have to wait to go to heaven to do to have those things. You can have them here on this earth. My aim is to live by the word of God and the direction of the Holy Ghost as much that I could every day. As much that I could and recognize every day. Why? Because the day to come, I'm going to need to depend on the word of God and the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me in everything that I do, every place that I go. Amen? Well, you look at New York City, become a war zone. They have the National Guard checking everybody get in and out the train and the bus. Where is the freedom? You better need to know by the power of the Holy Spirit where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to do. Because we live in a danger world. The world that doesn't have no greater mercy on you. The world full of curse, full of fear, full of destruction. We're going to have to be real with our life. You cannot live your life as the mere man. We have to come mature, grow up, be established, stand on your ground when you need to. Amen. We all need the power of God to confirm our faith and the direction that you and I live and do. Amen. Verse 7. So that you come short and no gift, earnestly wait for the revelation for our Lord Jesus Christ. 8. Who will also confirm you to the end, that you might be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. This here, that's a whole goal church. He didn't come for broken church. He come for spotless church. That's why he wants you to be healed and whole of everything the world have entered you with. Amen. Now go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. Hallelujah. This is the day that you and I live. We cannot think, you know, well, it's okay. Nothing okay out there. The devil don't like you. He hates you. He's looking to steal, kill, and destroy you. You're not his friend. He considers you enemy. Amen. We in a war time, spiritually and naturally. But 6 said, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, what is in you, to the laying on my hand. Let's stay here for a minute. Paul said, therefore I remind you, I'm being mentioned of and warn you to stir up the gift, the deposit of the word of God, the thing that God imparted into your life. Stir those things up. Remind yourself, speak up, confess up the thing that what God given to you, the scripture. Amen. We stir up a lot of things that not giving life, don't give any profitable in our life. We need to stir up the word of God, the gift, the direction. Pastor Bob and I, we talk to each other all the time about things, what God said to us, what, how much do we hold on to, how much we maintain, what we need to do to get to the end. Everything might look rosy and you like, but the rose still have thorn. They still poke you, still scratch you, still didn't injure you. Amen. Verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and a sound mind. For this kind of thing, we need to stir up. God doesn't give me the spirit of fear. Fear, it doesn't come from God. If you don't live life what doesn't come from God, you never put away from you. Is that right? You know, sound QC, you know, fun, you know, giggle and laugh. What do they do for you life? Yeah, time for giggle and laugh, time to, you know, hang out and all that. But time that we need to be really seriously, what we doing, where we going. Amen. God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, but of the power and the love and the sound mind. If those things not in your life, if the fear in your life, you need to deal with those things. Because the devil work out from fear. God work out from love. That's a different that we can draw the line. It's something in me that caught me to be fearful or uncertain. You need to deal with those things, because those the snare that come to stop you. The symptom. You have to recognize the symptom. Why thing doesn't go like and support to what is. Why this symptom show up in my life? What do I supposed to do with? Is that right? We have to deal with those things. We cannot just sweep them under the rug. You need to put those things, to fit those things. Don't allow them to raise their head up against you. Verse 8. Are you all okay? Yeah. It's so quiet. Encourage me some. I'm trying to encourage you. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, he prisoner, but share with me in the suffer of the gospel according to the power of God. Hallelujah. We all deal with the same thing. We go through the same, you know, resistance. We go with the same temptation. You know, it Paul said it's common to all men. We all deal with it. But why some of us can't go over, some of us cannot defeat it? So we need to ask ourselves that. We got to defeat everything that the world tried to impart into you. God didn't come to give you light. They come to steal from you. Amen. Now go with me to Hebrews chapter 2. I'm going to start in verse 1 to 4. Do 10? No? I can sing in there in a little bit. Here, Hebrew, they talk about, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the thing we heard, let we drift away. Most of the time, we consider, I don't know why the word of God doesn't work for me anymore. The word of God always works. The reason the word of God doesn't work, because we drift away from the word. We think we know the word. We're familiar with the word. But the word that no longer come from the deposit, it come from our mind. That's why I don't give the power. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, say, you know, guard your heart with all diligence. Go out of it come the issue of life. What is come out of your mouth? Do the word of God come out or fear come out? We need to catch another fog that come. They don't come from over there, they come from over here. Well, it come out from your heart, they have to be right. Well, yeah, if you put the right thing in your heart, if you put the right thing in your heart, the right thing will come out. Your heart doesn't know any better what you deposit in. That's why you're going to expand out. Amen. That's why I always guard my heart and make sure the thing I'm talking about, the thing that I'm dealing with, barrel between the spiritual and the natural. I make sure the word that I speak, it has to come from my spirit. Before I say the word, I speak in a tongue. Get myself back into, deep into the deposit box, where things you hidden in your spirit, and bring those things up, building your faith and speak out the word with faith. Because otherwise, you're going to hit submit. I want to hit the target. How about you? I don't want to hit submit. I've been hit submit for 40 years. It's time to hit the target. Glory to God. We cannot do that if we're not mature. We cannot do that if we don't have enough the word of God in our heart. We cannot function like that, because our mind will get tired. Because sometimes you have to speak the word of God 1,500 times. Are you not going to go through with it? If you don't, sin not going to work out right for you and me. Well, you know, I shouldn't say one time. Kenny Hagin said, you don't have to say all that one time. You think how many hours do he spend in the Word? We spend in the Word maybe 5 minutes a day, and we're going to speak the Word of God one time and bam. Hello, be real. We got to be real, because the devil is real. He didn't come to play a game. You cannot play a game and lie, and you own lie. You gamble something you cannot afford to pay. I always tell my kids, you know, God have grace and mercy to work with you, but the world doesn't have grace and mercy. The world is cruel, hard, and mean. God will always allow you to make mistakes. The world don't. We have to get it right. To get somewhere in life, but two. If the word spoken to the through the angel proved steadfast, and every transgression in disobedience receive a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great crown of salvation? What at the first begin to speak by the law, and what confirmed to us by those who hear him? Do you hear what the word of God is saying to you? You believe what the word of God is saying to you? How are we going to escape the thing that the world tried to attack you and me without knowing what the word of God say? How are we going to get out of it? Your strength, your muscle is not going to do it. It's nothing natural, it's supernatural that we're looking for. And Kate, you don't understand or forgotten. You are living three realms, spirit, soul, and body. Now you tell me, according to the word of God, Jesus said that we sit with him in heavenly places. How you do that if you're still here? Naturally. But he doesn't talk about naturally. We in Christ. Is that right? Are you in Christ? Yes. Where Jesus? In the right hand. So if you're in him, then you're in the right hand with Jesus. Amen. But you still live on this earth. And you have an authority on this earth. And you have authority under this earth. Come on now. God created this world and planet for you and I to rule and reign. Not for them to rule and reign over us, for us to enjoy. But somebody sold out this earth. So now we have the battle going on. We have a war that we fight. You know, I hear so many times, if the word of God is true, why are people still sick? Why are people still die? God, they don't live where the word of God tells them to live and how to live it. We are the big of the enemy of ourselves than the devil. Because sometimes we do things that's, you know, it's going to be okay. Who tell you that? Until something go wrong, then we say, I thought it's going to be okay. Why they're not okay? God supposed to protect me. Do you ask him to protect you? See, a lot of things that we got to come to conclusion, church. Come on. We want to escape out of everything the enemy throw at us. Amen. Let's go to verse 4. I'm Lady Bride. God also bear witness both sigh and wonder with various miracles and gift of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. God is, you know, when you live according to the word of God, you see sigh and wonder and you like. Sing happen. Sing work. Is that right? What you call that? Sigh and wonder. We think about sigh and wonder when the sun is, you know, the lightning crack to the sky and all the light flashing. We think that's a sigh and wonder. No, sigh and wonder is just to know the word of God. Work. We're looking for, you know, spectacular. God, sometimes God do those spectacular to get our attention. A lot of times he do things really quiet in your spirit. God bear witness with sigh and wonder. The witness of the spirit in your spirit. And that's how the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. Amen. We need to depend on those. We need to look for those. Because they're not going to, you know, sometimes when those things show up, we don't even know if we don't pay attention. We want to know what God is doing. See, for me, you know, didn't work over here for 3 days. You want to learn something, even now. You can learn at the Holy Spirit. What next? What you going to do next? What scripture you going to go next? You just know in you that the next scripture is going to be this. I'm excited. I'm sitting here and listen to the Holy Spirit. What next? What can happen next? God, I want to know how he move and function in the church and in my life. If I know when I sit in here, I know when I start walking out there, God, I will pay the same attention. How about you? Learn that. Try that. You like it. You get involved with the Holy Spirit, you never know what time the church over. Because you're so involved, so excited, connected. And he showed you things that you never know before. How about try it? Amen? Do you get anything out of it? Well, Father, I thank you for your word. Your word is good. Your word is acceptable. Your word is your power, Father God. We will stir up sound wisdom. We will stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit inside of us. We will stir up your word, Father God, so we recognize and know how to live and function and speak your word in due season. Father, I thank you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.